Is it politically holiday correct to be listening to Christmas music before Halloween's even here? In my life, yeah. Is it politically holiday correct to listen to the old tunes in the 40s Christmas music by the Moon Maids before Thanksgiving? In my world, in my life, why the hell not? Listen and do whatever you want to do to make you happy. Don't worry about other people and what they think. I'm gonna tell you one thing, at the end of life and the journey, you think it's really gonna matter what anybody thinks or anybody's opinions? Do you think it's gonna matter and will you really care? No. It's been a dreary, rainy, absolutely nasty day. The weather is just all over the place in one extreme to another. The fur kids, I think everybody's fur babies are just not on their best behavior. I just think it's the weather. I think it's the environment. Like I said, it just feels off this year. I just really think it just has to do with global warming. I really do. And the economy, and let's just face it, everybody's just, it's just affecting everybody. That's all there is to it. And then COVID's come back around, and it's worse now than, I mean, it's getting bad. I'm not gonna say it's worse as the first time around, but it's gonna be interesting this winter season. It's already starting to really start boggling down primary care doctors and hospitals and whatnot. And, you know, you have to wear your mask in a lot of places now again. And for people who didn't like the mask, you know, before you walk in, you have to wear it. And you know what, that's just respecting other people that may be sick, you know, in your primary care offices, especially at the hospital and that. Those that are connected to hospitals and they have oncology, you know, cancer institutes and clinics and that, like what I went to, you know, wear your mask, you know, just do something selfless, you know, I'm not selfish. So I'm ready next week. Like I said, I'll be meeting and going full circle again, almost 7 years back to the regional oncology specialist that came in town when they got a hold of my case from a professor and his assistant in Ohio. Once he figured it out, it was like 17 surgeons and I don't know how many cancer institutes later, and whisked me in right away, and that's all she wrote. And now coming full circle and everything's right back again, and then some, just adding things that I didn't experience before, and things progress, you know, you have to just deal with it. There's always going to be changes, you know, you're going to have more bad days and good days. You're going to have more symptoms, you're going to feel that, and I started a new treatment last Friday. Now I'm going into tomorrow will be a full week. And I was asking, how have I felt so far? I'm gonna say the fatigue part is kicking my ass mainly, as well as the nausea. It's like a combo between the fatigue and the nausea. Then you have to take Zofran for the nausea, and then the Zofran doesn't really work, not even 50%. And then you feel just blah, and you're fatigued, and just, I mean, not, I don't have really the groggy, just really fatigued, and then the weather doesn't help, and you just feel crummy, and I end up getting out, like, later, yesterday, late in the evening, just, I needed a couple of cleaning products and that, and just got the fur kids out, Storm Blue, and just to get them out of the house, and because she's just in her terrible twos, but I really think it's just, you know, she wanted to run today, it didn't happen. And even if it wasn't raining, there's no way in hell I was gonna get out. I was just, you know, I slept a lot today, which I mean, I needed it. You gotta listen to your body, folks. But I'm back next week. I know I have, it's an outpatient procedure, in and out. So it's like, you know, for people who get their nails done or you do your nails at home like I do, is just trying to chisel off, you know, the nail glue and that. And then I thought, you know, I'm just going to let my nails breathe for a while. I love wearing nails and that, but, you know, I don't know how people keep, they go back to the salon and they keep gel acrylic nails and that. I just couldn't do it. Every time I've had a set, I'm sorry, ladies, but they literally destroyed my fingernails and my cuticles and that. And I'd rather just do them at home, and I actually like how they turn out a million times better. But I know it's going off the topic. So next week I'm back, and we'll see. I mean, I don't know what's going to be said, what they know, what they found out. I just know they've been pulling records over the past, 2 weeks. And I had like additional requests, Monday last week for some records and has signed releases. And I don't know, you know, I don't know what they're telling me. I'm fortunate the two new drugs and the treatment drug I tried, I only had to pay $4 and some change per each drug. federal and everything, they changed all my prescription plans. I did have an insurance plan change. I didn't know, but this is just to benefit me. And now having a disability federal advocate, it definitely helps because they do things behind the scenes, and it's just really just to benefit you in the long run. And, you know, needing to turn over my care to my specialists and transferring over to a different, you know, back to this care or this person. And it used to bother me and stuff. And now I'm just like, you know, do whatever you got to do. You got to put your trust in your team, your care team. You know, you have to at this point. You know, I'm not stressed about it and worry about it. And, you know, no big deal. You do what you do. But the meds so far, it's hard to say. You know, it's hard to say. I'm still early on. One of them's permanent. I'll be taking that for a while. And we started off low, so we know we can go from this point to this point, and somewhere in between. But really, it's so early to tell. But still try to get out. You know, once a day. But today, like days like today, which we're going into tomorrow, Friday, there's no way in hell. I get up the street, that's about all I'm going to get. Grab a few things, and there's my air to breathe outside. So I did a carrying bridge, already posted on that. That was pretty easy just to use voice, you know, text and audio and get it down to an entry on carrying bridge. But it was just, you know, wanting to give an update and share with everyone where I'm at. And, you know, I don't know what's going to pan out next week. I'm a little nervous, I'll say, but I'm more curious. And I like to be in the know of things. And with these specialists, you know, they're very well versed with my case. And since Rare Institutes and NIH and that International Rare Institutes in Cancer and Research, since I'm still a case and I've allowed my medical, you know, journey to be documented, and we know we have another clinical medical documented case that is just what, over the past 6 months, I guess, all of the medical documentation and that parts anyway, because they have to protect a lot of privacy, and obviously with research things, they're not going to, with cases, divulge everything, so to speak. But I'm curious to see if they know anything, and I'm not sure if they're going to know more than I do, or even if they're allowed for privacy reasons to divulge anything at all. But we'll see. So far, it's like, I'm about to say, with things just came back full circle. I'd say the worst part still is the constant achy, like a really bad PMS, crampy, achy, pulsating pain. And that's just from the tumor. You know, never was resolved. And it's like pulsating is just the blood vessels and blood flow going to, you know, things. And you feel, you know what, and I'm not going to go into it, but this is one of the meds, and I've never taken anything that's literally super, super thin, and you have to wear gloves when you take it, and it goes inside your mouth and your cheek, and you have to be extremely careful, and you know, you can't be like, you can't even be 5 minutes late, you know, you're on a set time, and I'd have to say the first thing really with this new drug is extremely new, and I was lucky that I had to have an advocate, or there's no way I would have had this medicine, especially with the other insurance plans. They would never covered this. It was just way too expensive, but you're only paying $4 and some change. But I have to take it twice a day, and you put it inside your cheek, and it's supposed to take about 30 days to or 30 minutes, excuse me, 30 days, felt like it the other day, 30 minutes to dissolve inside your cheek. But, you know, everybody's body's different, and sometimes it dissolves too quick, and then sometimes it's like after 30 minutes, I'm like, okay, this thing's still not dissolved, and then sometimes it hits you hard, and sometimes it doesn't hit you at all, and, you know, I was told it's going to vary of how you feel, and the benefits is going to take a little while. The only thing, it was 1, 2, 3, 4 times, is the warnings on the medicine wasn't too inviting, but I got to do what I got to do. Is, you know, the side effects is, you know, some patients may experience right away of this side effect. This medicine can cause death. Please be aware of, people may have, I'm sorry, very bad and sometimes deadly side effects. I never seen that on a prescription, like highlighted in multiple places, but it just tells you like the seriousness of some of these meds. And you know, we never expected, as I was told by my specialist, to be at this point. We never foresaw me. I think honestly what they want to say is I never expected you to fight this long, you know, my body to be able to fight along. But it gets tougher as the time goes on, and it's not easy. You gotta remember, I'm taking care of everything. I'm taking care of a house, I'm taking care of four kids, I'm taking care of everything. You know, it's just, it's a lot of work. It's extremely hard. It's not for the faint of heart. It's no for nobody to feel sorry for yourself and pity stories and pity parties, because I don't have time for it. By the time I have time, you know, it's just to sit down, take a breather, and you're right back again. How long can I continue doing this? I don't know. I will have be talking about that with my oncology team and specialists coming in next week of what I'm doing and how much responsibility, and are you getting the help, and what helping hands are helping where, and you know, what do you need help with? And you know, ending season two is bad because the lawn care companies and the one I was using, you know, they end things, you know, different lawn care companies end at different seasons, and they only do so many extra contracts for leaves and things like that. And mine has absolutely nothing left on text, and you know, they are limited. And you know, the people that they've already been under contract for many years already have a spot. So it's like, okay, now, now it's like we're back to the leaves. Did I not say I'm not doing leaves this year? I talked to a friend of mine, and he was like, you know, we may have to look in for you a riding lawnmower. And I'm like, what? And he said, you know, we have to look into a riding lawnmower, just a really small riding lawnmower. That way you don't have to worry about taking a lawnmower and, you know, and literally walking around the property, which is not, you shouldn't be doing it. And then when the leaves, you know, start coming down really heavy and with all the trees that surround the property, as he said, you know, it's going to be too much. It's too much for a normal person sometimes, but I can't even imagine. It was too much for me last year. So when he comes back in town, we'll be talking about it. I kind of been looking around, as he said, look around places with riding lawnmowers and that. And I don't like gas riding lawnmowers and electric battery, I guess is what they are, I've looked at. Lawnmowers, there are not a lot of them out. And they'll ship for free in a lot of places, but I don't know how much work it takes. You know, if it comes in just one, you know, comes in on a pallet in one piece, or is there, you know, to putting pieces together. I don't know, but, you know, I'm like thinking, you know, they're not cheap. And I'm thinking, I'm not taking you up on that. But now I'm like, you know what? I got to get off of that, you know, that power thing. No, I don't want to, you know, feel like, you know, blah, blah, blah. If somebody wants to offer and help you folks, and take their offer and allow them to help you. I think it's a lot of just when you're used to doing things and you're not getting the help, and it's like you say, hell with it, and you just build this wall and you don't accept the help. You know, or people say, yeah, I'll help you. And then they, I mean, I had one person that literally, I mean, how many times did you literally, you know, reach out and, oh yeah, let me know, let me know, let me know. And it ended up like, you just want to start with me. You just started arguments. That's so twisted. That is like demented and twisted. I'm not around you anymore. No, thanks. No, thank you. I don't want to be around that stress. That's just, it's crazy. So then I ended up like putting guards up. Like, no, I don't want the help. I don't need it. You know, I can't be like that anymore. So I'm looking around with battery. I believe they are riding lawnmowers, but it's like, I need it now. So it's like, am I going to be, you know, as you said, you look at not many home improvement places around where I reside, but see if there's any riding lawnmowers left to where it'll go over. You know, I have a lot of tree roots and has to be able to maneuver around it and have a bag. As he said, you need to have a bag attachment to where it'll pick up the leaves, and that will be so much easier for you, be able to get inside, you know, the fenced in area in the front. I actually emailed him a little bit ago, and I said, can you look into it for me? Because I don't know that much about rotting lawnmowers. But this is what I mean, is you have to like eliminate a full plate. You can't keep doing, I can't personally keep doing this. It's literally kicking my ass. You know, I don't have that much energy to be given, and I don't take enough in to be giving, and doing everything on your own. It's not that I planned on, you know, when I got married the last and final time, I wasn't planning on, you know, hey, I'm going to go through oncology and I'm going to end up being by myself. You know, who the hell does that? You know, I would have picked accordingly and a hell of a lot different if I could look in the future, but I can't change, you know, what happened. And when people have issues and they need to address them and they're not addressing them, you can't be around me. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's got to be. It's just not going to happen. Nobody's going to allow it. There's going to be people that are protecting me and they're not going to allow it. But I don't know. We'll see. But here is, I mean, a lot of people asked how would the film looks like with medication and that. And I mean, this is what it is. You know, you have to be careful. You have to wear gloves. You got to, you know, wash your hands. And, you know, I've never have taken any medicine on a film that, you know, like this. It's just a way through your pharmaceutical company when you have a slow gut and things don't dissolve right. And even with the film, like I said, it's taking either less amount of time or more time. I need to get into like that happy, right, you know, in the middle consistency. And it may, as they said, may take a little bit of time. This is, you know, both drugs are foreign to you, both drugs are in film. It's just easier sometimes when people have issues with their GI tract like I do, and this is the way we have to go. So this isn't like kind of medicine that you can just go picking up anywhere. You have to go through the pharmaceutical company, and they have to order it through the doctor, through the pharmacy, through advocate, and then they contact the pharmaceutical company, and then, you know, things are made at pharmaceutical level, and then it's shipped off, and this is literally, I mean, this is where we're at. But, I mean, it sure beats anything else, you know, and as long as I'm getting a little bit of benefit, and then with the treatment drug, it's just going to take time. Don't know. Could I be on both long term? Yes. How long term? On one of them, I don't know. I won't know until next week, going back with the oncology specialist and them coming in town. I'll know more and kind of get their insight and things. And I just think this is going to be like a closure kind of appointment. I just think this is going to be like my victory lap. I don't know why, but my gut's really strong on it, you know? And lo and behold, I find another heart. Actually, three hearts today I've seen. And then the last one, here's a picture. Like I said, a heart, my ice cream or my yogurt lid. And look at this. Open up the washing machine, and what do I see? Right in front of me. There's no way I can make a heart out of a leaf. Perfectly like this. I mean, it's just it. You know, some people, as they say, you know, when they get to that part of the journey, they start seeing loved ones and they start seeing signs. And I know people who've worked for hospice and work for hospice now, and they say this stuff. But I've not run across anybody from hospice yet who have told me that they have seen people where their fur babies have left signs of hearts. They just know that this is a sign from heaven. You know, it's got to be, because it just would make no other sense to me, because I'm not seeing. These aren't people I'm seeing, loved ones. These are hearts, and hearts symbol my fur babies. Because I've always had stuffed animal hearts, heart ornaments, heart this, heart that. I mean, it would make no other sense, no other way. But I'll keep everybody posted next week, and of course, I'm do my best to keep up on Caring Bridge. Sometimes I'm going to be a couple of days late, and with taking the medicine that I may not be up to or feel like. Doing the entries every day with Caring Bridge, but you know, do the best I can. It's therapeutic for me. It helps me release, and plus it allows me just to go over the whole day and how I'm doing, and you know, hopefully be able to resort back, you know, or where I need to resort back. But everyone, try to have yourself a nice weekend. It looks like it may be rainy in many parts of the United States and overseas. I'm not sure. You know, it depends on if you're in summer or winter right now, but don't forget, life is short. And if you want to do something, get out and do it. You want to get yourself something, you know, if it's not going to break the bank, and you know, everybody's hurting right now, it's going to break the bank no matter what, but do something nice for yourself, and don't hesitate, and don't wait till it's too late. And most importantly, too, I've learned a great lesson. And, you know, just because some people, when you're brave enough to ask for help and they disappoint you and they make light of it and it's not, their intentions are not good, doesn't make the rest of the world that way. And when people want to help you, please allow the people to help you. Amen.